Namaskar and welcome to DharmaCast. I'm Dattaveda Pragyananda, and today we're going to continue in our discussion of the yogic code of ethics, yama and niyama. But before I begin today's talk, I want to tell a little bit of a story that happened to me about 45 years ago. At that time, I was just beginning in my practice of yoga. I was not yet a teacher or anything like that. And I had a book. I was learning from a book, you know. So what happened was I met one friend and I explained to him that, yeah, I'm practicing yoga now. And he said, yeah, I'd like to learn. So then I said, well, you could use the same book that I'm using. It was a big book, you know, it had a lot of pictures of, it's called The Complete Illustrated Book of Yoga by Swami Vishnu Devananda. It was very popular at that time. So I showed him the book and he looked at it and then he looked at me and he said, where can I steal it? So I guess if you chuckled a little bit, then you know that you can't begin yoga by stealing your first book, because part of the yogic code of ethics, part of the yama sadhana, is called asteya. This is the third part. It means, literally, it means non-stealing, not to steal from others. So this is a very important part of the yogic system of ethics, morality, and of course you find it in all the other teachings, religions, or systems of ethics around the world. You know, thou shalt not steal, these kind of things. So it's nothing unusual. But what we can get from it in the study of yoga is that there are certain things which are very important. One is that if you're following satya, which we mentioned in a previous podcast, which means to view the world and to act in this world with a spirit of welfare, if you're really following satya and you're being a straightforward person and you're doing things and thinking things always for the benefit of others, then you could never commit a crime like stealing, you know, asteya, taking from others, taking what's not yours. Your conscience wouldn't allow that. And even if you did do it and you did get caught and the police would come, then you would have to tell them, yeah, I did it. We're a true thief. You know, he's never straightforward. He or she will always avoid the truth. So, but if you're following satya and you're thinking that I want to do something good for others, I want to think good, I want to speak good, I want to do good, then you will never be able to take the things of others. So this is a very important point. Now, when we look at stealing, there are also a few things to consider about it. There are actually, according to my teacher, Sri Sri Anandamurti, there are four types of stealing. One is called direct stealing. So you go into a shop and you see something you would like and you don't want to pay for it, or you can't pay for it, or whatever your rationale is, you take that thing and you know that you've taken something which doesn't belong to you. That is direct stealing. And then there is another stealing which is kind of like we can call it indirect stealing, where you don't steal a thing from somebody, you don't take something, deprive someone of an object, but you deprive them of some right that they should have had. So for instance, if you sneak into the movie theater, you didn't steal a physical good, but the owner of that theater was supposed to get a payment per person that attends, and you deprived them of that payment. So it's an indirect stealing. If you steal from you don't pay your taxes or something like that, that's also indirect. Those, I said there were four types. So one of the four types is that there's the mental realm. So in the third category, we talk about direct stealing, but in the mental realm. So suppose you go into a shop, there's that object, and you And you, in your mind, you make a plan. I'm going to steal it. I want to steal it. So in your mind, you've stolen it. But then at the last moment, then you look at the guard and you say, oh, no, I can't do that. You know, I'll get caught. I'll get in trouble. So in your mind, you did it, but you refrained only because of the fear of getting caught. So, but in your mind, you actually have done it. And so then the fourth type is also where you're going to take something that deprive someone of something, and you plot that in your mind. Yeah, we're going to all sneak into the movie theater. And then at the last minute, you stop. You don't, oh, no, we're going to get caught. So we won't do it. So those are the four types of stealing. So we have to refrain from that if we want to live, you know, in harmony with the society, and also if you want to keep your mind in a good place so that you'll be able to meditate, then stealing is not the way to do it. So how to stop stealing or to refrain from it? So the best method is to, from an early age, just to know the precepts, you know, why you shouldn't do it, and to use auto-suggestion, and then it becomes part of your nature. No, I can't. You know, there's certain rules. You learn the rules of how to live in the society, and then you won't steal. But the best way to refrain from stealing is to become established in satya, established in the idea that I must think good things, I must do good things, I must do something good for the welfare of all the myself and all the people around me. So this is the question of asteya. So it's a very simple thing. Don't steal. Don't think about it. Don't plan it. Don't steal indirectly. And don't plan stealing indirectly. It's not so difficult. But there are some ethical problems that we can imagine. Suppose somebody, let's say you see somebody steal in the marketplace, and you say, oh, that person is a bad person, it's a thief. But if you investigate who this person was, and then you find out that he was an honest person, but he's trying to feed his family, he couldn't, he did everything he could, and he still couldn't feed his family, and then he stole. So this is another kind of situation. So what is the answer here? What is the answer? Like, when a society becomes so bad that many people are reduced to this kind of a situation where there is like a moral degeneration. But the reason for the moral degeneration is because the society is stacked in the favor of a few people who are controlling everything, and many honest or previously honest or toiling, hardworking people, they're deprived of work, they're deprived of their basic necessities. So what, in this situation, what is the answer? We have to think about that. So is it ever right to steal? So the thing is that in this world, nothing has been preordained. You know, who owns what, or God didn't decide, you know, this person will own this and that person. Society has made, we have made the rules. We have made all of these rules, and then we follow them. So that's how we did it. That's how it came about. You may say that the rules are not made so very good, but that's another question. So what should we do? In this case, the answer is that individual stealing is not the solution to the problem. So suppose that person in the marketplace stole something that day, but that doesn't solve the problem, because the society is the problem. So the answer to that is that there has to be collective change of the social system to correct the defect which forced or goaded somebody into stealing. So that's the difference. So when you work individually, you must not steal, because that's an individual thing. But when we look at the society in its collective form, then we can think about ways we should change society so that all are benefited. And this, if we start to think in this way, and you start to plan some organized way to change the society, there's no problem. But if individually you try to take things or gain things which you don't deserve or shouldn't get according to the present rules of the society, if you do this, then this will lead to your mental degeneration. Mental degeneration in the sense that your mind is fixed on matter. So that's the whole idea of the yoga ethics, is we don't want to fix our mind on matter. We want to fix our mind on that eternal spirit, that supreme consciousness. So these are the guidelines of the yama and the niyama. So the yama are the guidelines which help us to get in harmony with those around us. So if we refrain from stealing, then we will work harmoniously in the society, but more importantly, our mind will rise above materiality. We won't be meditating, we won't be thinking about the possessions of others, the goods of others. We won't be jealous of others. We will be content with the things that we have, and we will work hard. But when the day comes that the society is suffocating people, then as good people, we also have to apply satya and work for the welfare on a collective level. So this is, as I understand, asteya, but it's a very important part of the yoga practice. It's one of the ethical fundamentals. So thank you for listening, and we're going to have more episodes of DharmaCast in the future. Namaskar.